This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the What's On Your Mind program. Hour number two of the show today. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell hanging out with me as well, making sure that all the trains run on time. I always appreciate the lovely and talented Todd Mitchell and all of his work on this program as well.
I don't think those words have ever been used.
I was going to say, I'm not really sure why.
Wow.
It sort of rolled off the tongue.
Did Scott tell you to say that? Or
no, he said never say that, actually. Funny thing about this, but I guess I did anyway, so I might be in some trouble there.
Just kind of caught me by surprise is all.
There you go. Sometimes the things that I say catch me by surprise there, too. Scott is out for a couple of days. Scotty will be back in on Thursday. I'll be hanging out with you today and then tomorrow. Ed Schaefer, the one and only Ed Schaefer, former North Dakota governor, will be in the chair here on Wednesday. And then Scott will be back on Thursday. So Scott wanted me to say to everyone who has sent Facebook messages and text messages, emails, so many different ways of expressing your condolences on the loss of his mother. He just wanted me to let everybody know how much he appreciates that and does his heart good. Everyone, he says, is a treasure, and he appreciates it very much. I can tell you, my job here at AM 1100, the flag in Fargo, where Scotty's based at, is to kind of just kind of keep the company going. I do a morning news program, but as president of the company, I just try to make sure everything works well here. And one of the things I'm always asking Scott is, you know, how's the connection with the audience? How are things going? And he says, there is no finer radio audience anywhere than what we have. They are so loyal to the conservative causes and to this program. They said, I don't know what I'd do without those listeners. And times like this past weekend have really reminded him of how true that is. So on behalf of one of Scott's dear friends, I want to say thank you to all of you who have sent those good wishes. And so many that have called or guests on the program, too, have mentioned something about, hey, give my best to Scott. Or when Scott was on last week, you know, my condolences or thinking about you. It matters, and it does mean an awful lot. So thanks very much for that. We've got an open segment here to start with. We're going to be visiting coming up in just a little bit with Don Mosman from the North Dakota Safety Council talking about creating an emergency action plan. But this first segment of this second hour is wide open. 701-258-0550. Toll free 1-800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you're taking a look at the calendar day and seeing, hey, it's Monday, April 17th, isn't there something that I'm supposed to do right around the, oh yeah, text time. And you're thinking, oh no, the 15th, I'm in trouble. Well, guess what? Procrastinators unite, because you get a little bit of a break here on this deal. Not only do you not have to have it done by the 15th, you don't even have to have it done today. Tomorrow is the day. And the Chicago Tribune says more Americans are waiting until the very last minute to do their taxes. Americans are already behind schedule. The number is, as of April 7th, almost 4 million fewer people had filed their taxes than at the same point a year ago. So we're all putting it off, not just Todd and me who put it off for good reason, because we have to pay in and we don't want the government to have our money for free, but a lot of people are either just putting it off or forgetting. So there's a little bit of that going on out there. Last year, the IRS collected 29 million individual returns between April 8th and April 22nd. That's one-fifth of all those returns filed in 2016. So many people waiting to file those returns. Generally, those people are going to be paying in, I would guess. Stock market is off to a very good start today, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 103 points at 20,557.04. The NASDAQ is up 30 at 5,835. The S&P 500 is up 11 at 2,339. If you're wondering what's happening in the oil market this morning, the oil rally continues. We don't see much of an increase from Thursday, which was the last trading day. The markets were closed for the Good Friday holiday on Friday. But WTI price, which is what we watch here in North Dakota a lot, 53.03, and that's down 15 cents from the close on Thursday, but not a big step backward after a pretty good rally here over the last week and a half or so. And so oil hanging in there pretty well. WTI 53.03 this morning. Brent crude at 55.75. So a couple of numbers there that you might be interested in following there. Todd, I don't know if you saw over the weekend the story that came out. Politico, I think, ran it back middle part of last week that Heidi Heitkamp has raked in $1.6 million in the first quarter in fundraising, and that gets her war chest up to about $2 million. And the comment that she made, the going along with the article, I thought was probably just as telling as anything else. She said she's not announcing a bid, hasn't decided that she's going to run, but she is positioning herself for the opportunity to run, but hasn't said for sure. Well, $1.6 million of fundraising along with a quote like that leads me to believe that Heidi Heitkamp wants that office back next year.
Well, certainly if you're able to raise that kind of funding, I mean, why not, you know, put your toe in the water and see what happens based on getting the funding? You got to believe she's going for it. If the funding weren't there, that would kind of give you a different answer as to whether you should or not, right?
Mm-hmm. So here's a question I want to ask you folks. I think everybody thinks that somehow, some way, we're going to get a Kramer versus Heitkamp election in North Dakota next year. Who would win that race? I'd like to hear what you think on that. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I will say this. Heidi Heitkamp has played the game pretty well, I think, on some of her votes recently, things like the Waters of the U.S. and the Gorsuch nomination and so forth. I think she has made a case that she can take to people in North Dakota to say, I am the moderate candidate. I may be a Democrat, but I don't forget about the people back home. I don't know if that will be enough in a state where, you know, Donald Trump won 2-1 and pretty much, you know.
And where was she during DAPL?
Well, it's a fair point. Yep, fair point. She didn't come out and say anything.
At least you're going to remember that.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. And I imagine there's a lot of other ones, too. But, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil in life, or the most recent vote gets the publicity, I guess, is another way to say it.
True.
So that's what she's going to say. And a lot of people who didn't pay attention or had forgotten about the pipeline and you know, weren't paying attention to all that, they won't remember that. So who would win? Kramer versus Heitkamp. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 will get you in on the conversation this morning. There was also a very interesting side story that came around last weekend of Tom Campbell, state senator out of Grafton, has had his name thrown around a little bit. I think some of his people that are advising him on getting into one of the races, he's kind of hinted, I think, before. I don't think I'm saying anything that he hasn't said a million times, but that he's interested in taking a look to see what possibilities come up, depending on what Kevin Kramer does, because there would either be the potential for that Senate seat or the House seat if Kevin decides to run against Heidi. And I think he said, I'm kind of taking a look and seeing if there are options there. I think some of the people that are helping him do the consulting there are also feeding some of the national news organizations that, hey, there's someone who's looking into that. And that's being played by some folks I saw on CNN, that North Dakotans and the GOP leadership are down on Kevin Kramer for who knows what reason. Maybe they're trying to play on the comments that a lot of people think were controversial. I don't particularly on what he said about the Hitler thing and the Sean Spicer thing. I didn't see the controversy there in what he said, but there are people that would have you believe that Republicans now, not only in North Dakota but nationally, are down on Kevin Kramer. I just think I don't think there's any way to connect those dots. And so people are saying, well, Tom Campbell's coming in as the guy to maybe knock off Kevin Kramer. And I would be shocked if that really was the vibe behind the scenes in the Kramer camp. I don't know anything. Kevin Kramer is not in trouble statewide or nationally. I can guarantee you that. 10:15 here on What's on Your Mind. Our phone number is 701-258-0550. Toll free 1-800-228-0550. You can text Todd as well, 701-226-8503, or you can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A couple of texts have come in and says Kramer would take it. Okay, so we have one vote for Kevin Kramer. And then another texter says, if North Dakota elects Heidi, we didn't learn our lesson. So there's another perspective coming from I imagine the reference there is back to Heidi versus Rick Berg when when Heidi kind of came from behind. I think a lot of people thought that that was going to be Rick Berg's race, and it just didn't happen there. Hey, friends, do you want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to your company? Well, we've got a great opportunity for you. Polar Service Center in Kildare, North Dakota is looking for an experienced service writer and welders. Then they've also got another opportunity in Kildare for an experienced service and operations manager. Polar Service, great place to work. You talk to the employees there, and they'll tell you the great benefits you get, the competitive pay, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, life insurance, paid time off program, 401k with an employer match. You know, that's not just everywhere you can find that. Flexible spending account as well. Pay is dependent on experience and ability. If you're interested, call Gary Meyer. And he said, hey, give out my phone number. That's fine. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. When we come back, time for North Dakota Safety Council's weekly discussion. We're talking about emergency action plans. That's next when What's On Your Mind continues. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennon this morning. Scott's out for a couple of days. The funeral for Scott's mom, Jeanette, is tomorrow in Fargo. So I'll be with you here today and tomorrow. And Ed Schaefer, former North Dakota governor, will be with you on Wednesday. And then Thursday, Scott will be back in. Thanks to so many who have called to express their kind words, including Mike from Perm, who wanted to leave this message for Scott this morning.
Hello, Scott. This is Mike in Perm. And believe me, I know how you feel. I lost my mom a year ago, and it really hurts. And my sympathies and prayers are with you and your family. Just hang in there, you know? And I just wanted to let you know that we're all praying for you here, and we understand. Take care of yourself, and God bless you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Mike. We appreciate those kind wishes. And Scott says from the bottom of his heart, thank you to everyone who's been so kind to him and his family through the last few days here. So he would want me to send that out as well. Hey, friends, register weekly. Don't forget, for your chance of winning one of $1,050 gift cards, it's the $50,000 giveaway at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, we're pleased to be joined now by Don Mosman. He is the training director at the North Dakota Safety Council for our weekly chat with the Safety Council on how to be smart, how to be aware, how to be safe in our homes and our workplaces. Don, thanks for joining us on the program today. How are you today, sir?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning, Don. We are talking today about an emergency action plan. And before we do that, for those that aren't familiar with the North Dakota Safety Council, we want to tell you that the NDSC is a private nonprofit organization supported through grants, donations, memberships, and training. And their mission is to save lives by preventing injuries and deaths at work, on the roads in our homes and communities. If you want to find out more about the organization and all the great resources that they can provide, go to ndsc.org, ndsc.org. So, Don, thanks for joining us today to talk about emergency action plans. And I guess we'll kind of start by just talking about the problem. Why is it important for us to have an emergency action plan, whether we're talking about our business or our home?
Well, you know, you never want to be unprepared for an emergency. So many times when there is any type of an emergency, and, you know, employees especially don't have a plan that's been, you know, predestined to tell them what they need to do and how they need to do it, panic sets in. And people make bad decisions. They make wrong decisions. You're still, you know, if there's a fire, if there's an explosion, if there's an active shooter at a business, you're still going to have people that obviously are going to experience a lot of anxiety and those sorts of things. But, you know, our school systems have proved through fire drills over the years, right, that when you have a plan and you execute that plan, even when there is an actual emergency, you can save lives and injuries by following that plan. You know, we haven't had a single fatality in a school in the United States with fire since 1980. And there has been literally thousands of fires over that amount of time in these buildings. Why is there no fatalities? That's because they have a plan and they practice that plan. So that's the concept that we want everybody to wrap their arms around is we need a plan.
I guess we get so wrapped up in thinking, well, this isn't going to happen to me, or statistically the odds are so small that maybe we don't think about it as much as we should. I remember when I was in grade school, I'm old enough to remember those days when you had to get under the desk and prepare for, you know, national defense kind of issues, and we knew what to do. And when it came time for fire alarms, we knew where to go and what to do, and we did it orderly. There was no panic because we knew what was happening, and the same thing is certainly true today. But it seems like these days, Don, it's not so much just fires that we need to be aware of, but, you know, with the increasing situations of personal violence where, you know, people are doing, you know, shootings or running, you know, vehicles into buildings and cars and things like that, there are a lot of different things we need to be prepared for that don't have anything to do with fires.
Yeah, that's true. And as a basic, very, very basic starting point, you know, we recommend that every single business or location, it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of business you're in, you need a fire response plan. You need a weather emergency response plan, a bomb threat, and an active shooter. And your emergency operations plan should cover all of those four. Now, then in addition to that, you know, hopefully you have what's called a threat analysis where you look at any other things. For example, if my business is in a floodplain, then I need to add a flood evacuation to that plan. So you look at any other threats that you might face based on the physical location of that business or the type of business. But those four are the basics, and every single business should cover those four.
Don, you've spent a lot of time in on this subject. In the, you were in the Air Force for 7 years, and by the way, thank you for your service there. 20 years in law enforcement, thank you for your service there. You've actually responded yourself to three active shooter events in your career as well. When you research companies and their plans, does anything surprise you about what companies either do or don't have figured out?
Well, yeah, I'm constantly surprised. I would say the three things that I've noticed the most is, first of all, I have yet to review, and I've reviewed hundreds of plans from companies all over the United States, and I have yet to review a plan that was complete. I actually read a plan that was 3 pages long for a site that had over 1,000 people working there. And the plan was see your, on each subject was see your supervisor. And so, for, you know, for evacuation, see your supervisor. And I'm, okay, so what happens if he's gone? What do we do?
Right.
So it's, you know, it's, that's the, obviously the pendulum swinging completely one way, but The other common denominators I see is, you know, a lot of people will have fire evacuation and that's it, right? And they don't have anything else. And then the other thing is the nuances of planning for a workplace violence incident. There's so much more to just, you know, the plan for getting people out of the building, which that in itself can be very, very complicated. But, you know, people need to reach out, for example, and work with local first responders, including law enforcement, fire, and paramedics. And you should be, you know, jointly building a plan based on what their response to your facility is going to be in order for you to really have a concrete plan of action in place.
We're visiting with Don Mosman, North Dakota Safety Council Training Director, here on What's On Your Mind. More with Don in a minute. At MBI Energy Services, they encourage employee involvement, career development, and a healthy work environment. MBI is one of the fastest-growing service companies in the North Dakota petroleum industry, and they are an industry leader because of their people. They can offer you a wide variety of positions and opportunities for advancement in this exciting industry. For more information, visit MBIEnergyServices.com. Click the Join Our Team link to complete an application and check out careers with MBI. We'll be back with more with Don Mosman from the North Dakota Safety Council after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the What's On Your Mind show. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Henin today on the program. If you've got a comment or a question for our guest, Don Mosman, he's the North Dakota Safety Council's training director, you can give us a call at 1-800-228-0550. You can locally call 701-258-0550. You can text Todd Mitchell at 701-226-8503. And the email address is studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, and we'll catch up with you any way you want to get a hold of us through those methods there. We appreciate you listening to the show today. You have made this the most listened to talk show in the entire state of North Dakota, and we cannot thank you enough for that. From everybody at AM 550 KFYR, AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG in Fargo, AM 1090 KTGO in Tioga, and AM 1460 KLTC. We thank you very much for making us a part of your weekday mornings. We're visiting with Don Mosman from the North Dakota Safety Council. We're talking about having an emergency action plan. And Don, we were talking in the last segment about what the different elements are of creating a plan. I imagine if you wanted to, you could write up an instruction manual and a process for a million different things that you could possibly have happen to you, satellites falling from the sky, whatever. But what are some of the things we really need to be careful of, and some of the things that we need to have covered as far as creating an emergency action plan for our home or our business?
Well, really, to start off with, you need an assessment done, if at all possible. In the safety world, we call it establishing a baseline, because you really don't know what you need for the future until you know where you are presently. That can be, there's a couple of templates that you can use to do that assessment. There's, other resources that provide assessments, including the North Dakota Safety Council. But the idea there is that if I have that assessment done, then I'm going to have basically a checklist of everything that I need to address for my emergency response plan. So, for example, when I walk through a facility, during an emergency assessment, I look at obviously the physical makeup. I look at, where are the employees coming and going from? I look at the physical security of the building. How do you handle visitors? How do you handle contractors? And then we also look at, in the event of an emergency, for example, an active shooter, which is completely different than a fire. In a fire evacuation, you have an evacuation plan for your building, and it's usually based on, the physical location of each employee, and then they follow the evacuation plan that you've laid out for them. It's not that simple in an active shooter. So, for example, one of the things we follow in our training is the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's run, hide, fight protocol, right? that protocol means run, which means we get out of the building first and foremost if we can. Hide, which means you secure your location if you can't immediately get out of the building. And finally, if the shooter were to enter the room that you're located, to resist the shooter. Now, for example, I was privy to a recent fire drill, or I should say it was an active shooter drill that a business had, and they followed their fire evacuation plan. Well, the fire evacuation plan actually took some of the employees right into the path of where the shooter was located.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really underlines the need, why we need two separate plans. And we always recommend that you start with that baseline assessment so that you can really get a list of all of the different threats to your facility and how to address those threats.
We're visiting with Don Mosman, North Dakota Safety Council Training Director, here this morning on What's on Your Mind. I would think for a business too, Don, we want to think about liability, because if something would happen, God forbid, at our business where there's a loss of life or a major incident, we could be liable in a court of law for some damages, could we not?
Oh, absolutely. And criminally liable. OSHA is now considering workplace violence in many cases as a known hazard. In the OSHA world, under the General Duty Clause, you're supposed to provide a workplace that is free from known hazards. That means if there's a hazard that could possibly injure a worker, right, I have a responsibility as an employer to mitigate that hazard, either you know, engineer it out or provide protection and training for the employee from that hazard. For example, that's why employees wear hard hats, right, on some locations. That's mitigating a hazard to possibly being struck in the head by an object. Well, it's the same type of philosophy with a workplace shooting. If there's an employee that has a history of making threats, a history of violent outbursts, you know, whatever the case is, and there is nothing done by the company for that situation, and then there's an actual event, OSHA considers that a workplace hazard that was not mitigated, and therefore you can face fines from OSHA. And then also, they, in many cases now, are turning to U.S. Department of Justice for criminal referrals against people within organizations that, you know, they took no action when they knew that there was a problem.
A couple of numbers I think are very interesting here. Up to 40% of businesses that are affected by a natural or human-caused disaster never reopen. 40%. So, you know, 4 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
And then an ad council survey reported nearly two-thirds of respondents said they don't have an emergency plan in place for their business. So, you know, almost two-thirds of businesses in the country say that they don't have a plan in case of things like this. And as we know, the world isn't getting any more stable, it seems like, every day. So definitely some interesting things to talk about. We're visiting with Don Mosman, training director at the North Dakota Safety Council. Stock market, by the way, on a big tear today. Dow Jones up 124 points at 20,577. The Nasdaq's up 36 points in early trading at 5,841. Friends, High Plains Apache is not some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about. It's been a windy spring. Drift is always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system that lets you select the droplet size and keep that through the whole day no matter what speed you are traveling. You work hard for your money. When you spend a dollar, you want to get good value for that money, and High Plains Apache respects that. They're at 1701 Eastside Court, basically right across the road from Bonanza, and they've got an ag on-site retail store with more than 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. High Plains Apache, 1701 Eastside Court, right across the road from Bonanza. And we're visiting with Don Mosman from the North Dakota Safety Council. Don, what are some of the steps that we want to take to get an action plan started? So we're maybe a business owner or a manager saying, gosh, I really need to do this. Where do we begin? Because the task can seem like a big one.
It can, but it is not as big of a mountain as a lot of business owners or managers really think it is. Really, it starts out with, you know, assessing what you need as far as, okay, I need weather emergency, I need bomb threat, I need fire, et cetera. Then basically there are resources to give you best case scenarios for each of those. For example, if I'm creating a fire evacuation plan, I can reach out to my local fire department and they will help me with developing that plan in most cases. If you're in a rural area, you know, you might have to rely on us to provide some of that guidance for you. But if you're in a city like Fargo, fire department, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, all of those larger agencies, they're going to have great resources for you. So don't be afraid to ask for help to your first responder agencies. Ask us for help. And in fact, if you contact us, we do have a template that we can provide you that will allow you to basically work your way through the template, gather the information that you need, and create that emergency operations plan.
And if you want to call North Dakota Safety Council, you sure can. A couple ways to get in touch with this great organization, ndsc.org online, or you can call 701-223-6372 or 1-800-932-8890. Those are the phone numbers to get involved. And, you know, you think about the business implications, too. If somebody comes through my office and does something that does great damage, you know, it's not just the loss of life that you're concerned about in the safety, Don, but, you know, you've got competitive things, too. If your business has to close down for any reason, you know, not only are you trying to solve the problems that were created by the incident, but you're also trying to figure out how to do your product fulfillment, your deliveries and all that, and your customers might end up going to a competitor as well.
Oh, yes. And think about, you know, in the event that something like this should occur, you know, your building, your office is going to become a crime scene, and therefore it's going to be closed for probably a period of weeks. So, you know, if you make a product, if you provide a service, whatever you provide, you can count on, you know, 2 to 3 weeks usually is a bare minimum that you're going to be closed down. So that's all part of that process for you to realize what's truly at stake here too, as far as economics. And then there's all the potential for civil litigation, not just OSHA, but civil litigation from employees that you didn't provide an emergency operations plan for them to follow. Therefore, you expose them to more risk, which puts you in a position for civil liability. So there's so many great reasons that this needs to be accomplished.
Don, what reaction do you hear from businesses that have an emergency action plan when something happens? I've got to think that they say things like, I am so glad we did that. I can't imagine our life would never be the same if we wouldn't have.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, you know, there have been some events recently. For example, I can think of the San Bernardino shooting out in California. When you look at some of the news footage from that shooting, you saw people being evacuated by law enforcement officers out of that huge complex. There was thousands and thousands of people working in that complex. And there was panic, but it was what we call controlled panic. They were following their instructions, and they had, not only did they have a plan, but they had practiced an active shooter plan in that building. And I'll tell you, the loss of life in that shooting was tragic.
Yeah.
But it could have been so much more worse. It was mitigated by the fact that they had a great plan and they practiced it.
By having a plan. All right, Kevin and Cavalier, Henry and Burley County, hang on. More with Don Mosman from the North Dakota Safety Council when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. We've got Kevin, who's on the line from Cavalier. We're talking with Don Mosman this morning, North Dakota Safety Council Training Director, and you can get in on the conversation as well. 701-258-0550, toll free 1-800-228-0550. Kevin, thank you for your patience this morning. What's your question for Don?
Yeah, this is kind of a catch-22 question. He mentioned just a few minutes ago about having an unruly employee, you know, making threats and stuff at work. And then having an action plan, you know, how does a business having an action plan to understand that? That's a good thing. But the catch-22 is if the employer does not have the right to fire somebody without fear of civil penalty, like, well, I'll just use a school. I mean, if you got a teacher in there and they belong to the union, you can't get rid of them. So unless the employee, the employer is able to do that right away, they should not be liable if they didn't, in the case of business that did not have a plan, they shouldn't be liable for that because you can't get rid of them. That's my comment.
Yeah, Kevin, good question. Yeah, appreciate it very much. Thanks for the call. Don, I suppose this gets into more of a legal discussion than anything else, but your thoughts on what Kevin had to say?
Well, it really goes way beyond just simple termination. For example, what OSHA wants to see is action, not inaction. For example, in many of these cases, there's counseling available through lots of different resources for people that are in that position. So if you've got, a plan, a workplace violence policy, for example, that provides, counseling services to people that have demonstrated some of these known behaviors identified by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, then that would satisfy that requirement for OSHA. It's not saying that as soon as I know that somebody is potentially violent, I have to terminate them. It just means that I have to take exercise due care, as the legal standard says, and take, some sort of action to try to mitigate the hazard to the other employees in my business.
Interesting stuff there. Don, lots of good conversation today on the program. If people want to find out more about your upcoming events, what can they? How can they find out more?
Well, we've got an event coming up in Bismarck. You can get information on our website at ndsc.org. It's on May 3rd from 7:30 to 9 o'clock in the morning. And if you happen to be a member of the North Dakota Safety Council, over 1,000 companies are members of ours, that event is absolutely free. If you're not a member, the cost is $30. And I'm going to be giving, some of the details that we didn't have time to cover this morning on how to create an emergency operations plan for your business. So please visit the website, get more information, take advantage of the resources that we can provide.
There are a lot of good things on the website, ndsc.org. You can click on the training registration icon, the little calendar there, and get a list of all the different seminars coming up. And Don, it's not just things like we're talking about today with emergency action plans. It's all kinds of different things. If you're working in industrial construction, just about every different industry, you've got programs that the Safety Council can help, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We have, all of the different types of training programs for OSHA, for MSHA, which are our, compliance programs. But we also teach pretty much anything workplace safety related. We should have a product that can satisfy the needs of you, for you and your employees.
Yeah, there's traffic safety information, first aid information. Really, if you are someone who's paid to manage the affairs of your company, if you're a business owner or anyone in leadership in your company, it's really important that you find out what is available through the North Dakota Safety Council. They've got a lot of good information there. Don, thanks very much for the time today. Great conversation today. Some really good information. We appreciate you taking the time to be on What's On Your Mind with us today.
Paul, thank you so much. And all the staff at NDSC, our best wishes go out to Scott.
Yeah, thanks very much. We'll make sure that that gets passed along. He might even be listening right now. Who knows? Don, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director. And that website, again, ndsc.org. All right. I want to tell you folks that if you are trying to get that good night's sleep, but it's just so hard to come by, I want to have you try something that maybe you haven't before. You've heard Scott talking about MyPillow, and it's changed the lives of so many people. I'm one of them. Scott will tell you the same thing. It's a patented pillow, and the patented pillow lets you adjust your pillow exactly to where you want to go. And when you really think about it, if you took notes on what your neck position was when you went to sleep, you're going to find that your neck's being twisted and turned every which way. And what this premium patented fill does is it allows you to have perfect neck alignment. And that is the key. It lets the blood flow. It relaxes the nerves. It lets you get to sleep and lets you get that good relaxing sleep where you stay asleep all night. And right now, if you go on to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-506-9028 and use the promo code Scott, you can take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. And you'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows and free shipping for orders over $100. The phone number 1-800-506-9028, MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. You've got to use that, but you'll save a bunch of money by doing that. The official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. All right, well, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of you for making us a part of your Monday morning here. I think the week's off to a great start. Remember, you can procrastinate for about 24 more hours, maybe as much as 36, but then you have to get those taxes done. So make sure you get them in by tomorrow at midnight. Steve Hallstrom here sitting in for Scott Hennen. Thank you, Todd Mitchell. Thank you, Manny. Thank you, Matt Revtai. And thanks to all of you for listening. Have a great rest of your Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning on What's on Your Mind.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.